and it is Easter weekend. And for many families, that means chocolate bunnies and Easter egg hunts. But for chocolate lovers who are used to chocolate in candy bar form, you might be surprised by how versatile it can be, especially as an ingredient in savory dishes. My next guest is on a mission to get people to think about chocolate in new and unique ways. Doreen Pengrass is the author of Chocolatour, A Quest for the World's Best Chocolate. Good morning.
Good morning.
Doreen, first of all, how did chocolate become part of Easter?
Well, I'm of Ukrainian heritage, and I remember growing up, we used to paint Easter eggs, and I never really knew the history of that. So thank you for asking me to research it, because I learned that in Eastern Europe, the people could not eat eggs during the Holy Week prior to Easter, because eggs were the sign of birth and rebirth and regeneration. And of course, they were preparing in Lent, the rebirth of Jesus, resurrection, whatnot. So they could not eat eggs for that week. So then when Easter came, everybody celebrated with eggs. And then as time went on, they started, they were painting the eggs, and then somebody started making chocolate eggs in Germany and France. And they at first were dark chocolate, hard, bitter, but eventually they evolved into more pleasant tasting chocolate. And then the idea of the bunnies came along, because somebody had to distribute and hide the eggs. So the bunnies were the symbol. They're not in every country. I found out that in Switzerland, it's cuckoos. You know, there's the cuckoo clocks in Switzerland. And in parts of Germany, it's the fox. So interesting history there.
But chocolate is a theme that runs among many countries and cultures when it comes to Easter. Now, for people who might not have a sweet tooth, is there a way to enjoy chocolate without the sugar?
Oh, absolutely. I have a couple of bars here we can try if we have time. But if you eat chocolate that's over 70% cocoa, you'll find that it's not sweet at all. If you eat 100% chocolate, it may seem a little bit bitter, because the sugar just tends to level out those flavors that are on the bitter end of the spectrum. But we can eat all kinds of chocolate things in cooking. If you use cocoa nibs, you can use it in salad dressings. I always have cocoa nibs with my fruit and yogurt in the morning. You can put it into chili. It adds that savory bite. If you crush the cocoa nibs, then you can put it in gravy or other sauces, but just remember they don't melt. So if you put them, say, in cookies, they will stay intact and crunchy. And if you, because they're not like
chocolate chips.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are cocoa nibs?
Okay, well, I brought for you to try. Cocoa nibs are pieces of roasted cocoa beans. So there you have cocoa beans that are from Belize. So what you do is you actually peel them. Like they have, and you can eat the peel too, like you were doing.
But I just eat the peel.
If you peel that soft shell off and then you chew it, the little pieces are actually cocoa nibs. So if you break those up, you've got cocoa nibs that you can throw in your salads and whatever. These ones are actually peeled, I think. And then sometimes they're hard to bite. You've got to like go like that. And then can you taste the chocolate?
So this is interesting, because they look like little coffee beans. Mm. And I inadvertently ate the peel, but inside it's not too bad, actually. It's definitely crunchy, but it crumbles very easily.
Yes. And then you make, like, the little pieces are the cocoa nibs that you would use in cookies and whatnot. So they're very flavorful. Like, for somebody that's never had them before, it's not like eating chocolate.
It's not, but you do feel the chocolatey flavor.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even say they were that bitter. Like,
no.
Like a dark
They're
chocolate.
They're savory
almost.
And intense.
Yeah. No, you mentioned using them in a salad. Like, how would you use them in a salad?
So I brought here for you to see. This is called a chocolate balsamic vinaigrette.
A chocolate balsamic vinaigrette?
Right.
Okay, so how does this
So if you want to try them with strawberries, I got a little spoon here. So what you could do is, I'll give you a couple of strawberries here, take and put them on the napkin or whatever, and then, put a little bit of that in there, and then you can dip your strawberry in that chocolate balsamic vinaigrette. So if I'm making a salad with that, what I would do is I would use a tender lettuce, like a butter lettuce, and then you can have slithered almonds. and sliced strawberries and this chocolate balsamic vinaigrette. What do you think of it?
It's delicious.
It's good, isn't it?
It's so good.
Yeah.
Where did you get this from?
Well, sorry, this is from the shop in Winnipeg called Frescolio. And I believe they're on Corridon Avenue, and they have all kinds of different savory balsamics and olive oils. And this one here is particularly interesting in salads and fresh things, you know, like you could put it on avocado and things like that.
And you could also, of course, use the chocolate nibs as that to add a crunch taste
exactly,
to salads,
yeah,
too.
I would throw the nibs in the salad, too, yeah.
What are some of the health benefits of having chocolate in this form?
Well, have you ever used cocoa butter on your skin?
Yes.
Guess where it's from? It's from the cacao tree, right? And so if you are ingesting cocoa in different ways, it makes your hair silkier. It makes your skin softer. It actually emits bacteria that coat your teeth so that they don't rot. So it's the sweet sugar that rots your teeth, but eating pure chocolate will actually protect your teeth. It's good for inflammation, and it's even good for weight control if you have a square of dark chocolate before a meal.
Very quickly, you have a workshop coming up next week. What can people learn?
Yes, there's actually one on April 26th at McNally Robinson. We're doing a mindful chocolate tasting, so I'll take people through chocolate of the world. And then we're doing one on May the 11th at Evergreen Gate, just south of Selkirk. And in that one, we're going to feature the best of Manitoba chocolate because it's the day before Manitoba Day and the day before Mother's Day. So we are going to really have some beautiful Manitoba chocolate paired with wines.
And you have a website?
I do. It's chocolatour.net. So that's chocolatour.net. And there's an events page. You just click on that tours and events tab, and it lists all the different events.
Doreen, thank you so much for this.
You're welcome.
Doreen Pendergrass is the author of Chocolatour, A Quest for the World's Best Chocolate.